putting together a DFS lineup, I like the game script, the contest within that universe of games where I'm doing the competition. So in this case, I'm doing a DFS lineup for DraftKings for the 4 p.m. Eastern games. They start between 4 and 4:25. It's the Saints-Bucks, Colts-Titans, Broncos-Cowboys. Saints-Bucks, I think, is going to be the most interesting, the closest. And that's where I'm putting some attention more than I might otherwise, because I think that it's going to go back and forth. I want to make sure that I've got guys on both teams, because I think there's going to be a little bit of a slugfest, even though the Saints are 1-6. For the Colts-Titans, that could be a 20-point victory easily for the Colts. I want to be careful about that, but not so careful that I'm not assuming the Colts are going to score 30 points, because they probably will. And if they do, it means there's going to be plenty of fantasy happiness that might all come to a grinding halt in the middle, late third quarter, if they're up by 25-plus points. But you at least lock in all of those fantasy points. And then for Broncos, Cowboys, that one also is likely to be close. I am picking Denver to win that one. I think Denver will control the clock more in that game. I think they have they're well positioned to win that and get more fantasy love out of their players. So I've got two DFS lineups that I'm recommending for 50-50. They also work in tournaments. One of them assumes that Bo Nix and the Broncos are going to get probably comfortably 28-plus points on the beleaguered Cowboys defense. I've got Bo Nix at receiver, just jumping into that. I'm doing a hedge, and the hedge is two very cheap Broncos wide receivers, Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims Jr. They average out to about 4,000 apiece. I could go, I think it's 6,200 for Cortland Sutton. Thought about that, had him in there, took him out, had him in, took him out. Sutton is fantastic. He is the number one most weeks. The question is, do you spend 6,200 on a guy like Sutton, or do you spend about 8,000 on two other guys, each of whom could get 16 plus points if things break right. And that's going to be probably a better investment between the two of those, 50-50 chance, than going 6,200 on Sutton. And the other receivers I have in that lineup are Emeka Egbuka, even though he's expensive, he's kind of the standalone Bucks receiver with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin out, who should crush it unless he is still injured from his hamstring. But he had a full practice recently. It looks like he's good to go. And I've also got Cade Otton at tight end, because Otton is 3,300, ultra cheap. I could spend about twice as much, almost twice as much, and get Josh Ferguson. I don't see the value of that. I think Otton is a good bet for 10-plus points. Why not get, you know, spend 3,300 on 10-plus rather than take Ferguson and really hope he gets 18-plus to make that worth it? My other receiver or flex spot, I'm picking a receiver as I usually do, is George Pickens, who's a cheaper version of CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's going to be shadowed by Patrick Surtain, probably. You know, I could take CeeDee Lamb and then mess with the lineup, and I didn't like how that lineup looked. I'd rather go Pickens. I think that Dak Prescott will lean more towards Pickens than he normally would with CeeDee Lamb on the field, just because of Surtain. At running back, I've got Jonathan Taylor and Alvin Kamara. Kamara is a tough one. There aren't a lot of reliable starting running backs going, and so that it concerns me, and I think Kamara is going to be good for 15-plus touches in that one. Hopefully he gets receptions and targets. That's really the key for Kamara, because touchdowns might be hard to come by. You know, between the Tennessee backfield and the Denver backfield, and by the way, the Denver backfield, the risk there is I'm already taking Bo Nix. I don't want to cancel it out by taking, you know, J.K. Dobbins, for example, with Nix, because unless Nix is passing to Dobbins for a touchdown, it's going to be one or the other, and I don't want a one or the other when it comes to a starting running back and a starting quarterback. And finally, for defense, the only way the numbers work, I want to take the Colts, but I can't afford them. I'm taking the Broncos. We'll see what happens. Maybe they get 5-8 points. It'll be worth it for whatever, 3,100. Second lineup inverts it or goes the opposite. It's Daniel Jones at quarterback on the assumption that it's not Jonathan Taylor racking up 25 fantasy points plus. It's actually Daniel Jones who gets the most love in this one, and that his receivers are the big reason why. So I've got Daniel Jones. I've got Michael Pittman, and at tight end, I've got Tyler Warren. That between the three of them, 50 plus points is easily possible. 60 plus is certainly possible. Taylor could get 18, 20 points easily, but for his price, I think it's like 9,500 or something like that. You got to hope that he comes through, and I can't rationalize starting Jones and Taylor. So I'm going all in on the passing attack. The running backs here are J.K. Dobbins and Alvin Kamara. Again, going back to just a couple minutes ago, we've got, instead of Bo Nix, we've got J.K. Dobbins. And Dobbins is the one who inherits the production that otherwise would have gone to Nix in another universe. Mika Ogbuka is still in there, and Cortland Sutton. So the going away from the Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims, it assumes that Sutton gets 15-plus points. It doesn't mean that Nix blows up. It still assumes that Daniel Jones has a better game. The two are priced almost identically. It just means that if Sutton has a big game, then I'm covered. And again, it might be that Nix gets 16 points and Sutton could still get 20. I mean, that's a very doable scenario, especially if Dobbins goes off. And finally, Tez Johnson. Very cheap, 4,300 at receiver, and that leaves just enough cap space for the Colts defense. Good luck if you've got guys going today. Good luck if you, however you do with these DFS, let me know. Hopefully you do well. I'm playing these, and we'll see what happens. I'll see you tomorrow.